So Lil J is in fact still in jail, even though that social media post was done probably by somebody on his team. But some reports and updated news of his status with inside of the prison has actually came out, and it is not looking good for Buddy. The Chirac Savage Lil J has been mollywopped. And when I say mollywopped, they say he got mollywopped so bad that he had to like jump from an elevator. I'm going to read you the report, but they're saying he had to like jump from an elevator top floor to get away from the brutal beating that he was get. Now, they did say that he was recovering from pneumonia. That's why he was able to get whooped so bad. You know, he was still kind of a little sick. But anyways, I'm going to get right into the details of the story right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm going to get you out to the notification game, Key Talk game, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go ahead and hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, so it's looking like they caught King Lil J lacking, you know what I'm talking about? But itself in jail, it ain't like you lacking without the, you know, to the gun, you'll get killed. And instead, you know, he was lacking with in jail because he was obviously not paying attention. Not just not paying attention, but also recovering from being sick, and he got mollywopped. The official report says Chicago's Lil J was arrested after a domestic violence incident in which he broke his girlfriend's jaw and pointed a gun, a Glock, with a switch at her and her mother, threatening to kill them both. When he got arrested and went back to jail, he caught pneumonia, was taken to the hospital, later recovering from pneumonia in a weakened condition. After showering, he was collecting his clothes. So he was pretty much in the laundromat in the jail, collecting his clothes, recovering from pneumonia. And they say after showering, he was collecting his clothes, at which he was violently attacked by another inmate, Greg Macione. Mr. McGraw, which is Lil J, had to jump from an elevated tier to escape the attack. So he didn't jump from an elevator. He actually jumped from like an elevated tier. You know, in jail, how you see in the movies where there's one level, then there's two levels. Sometimes there's even three levels. Well, he jumped from the top level down to the ground pretty much. And they said which resulted in a broken leg. A metal plate and two rods were surgically implanted in his leg. As a result, he is currently in a wheelchair and unable to walk. You already know. So before Lil J went back to jail, Buddy was dropping music, staying consistent with it, getting a whole lot of numbers. His interviews was blowing up. But all of a sudden, you know what I'm talking about, the Chirac-ness with inside of him took back over, and he allegedly pointed that gun at his wife. You know what I'm talking about, his girl broke her jaw. And now it's all resulting into him pretty much cleaning his clothes inside of the jail after getting out the shower. Now, they said he's getting out of the shower, you know, and was cleaning his clothes then. That's when that big Macione guy came. And they already said he was sick. And pretty much before he got mollywopped, jumped from the top tier and broke his leg. Anyways, so I'm sure there's more details coming about this. I will definitely keep y'all updated. It's just a little update on Lil J, who is locked up inside a prison. No telling how much time he's got or if he's even been to court to collect all of the time he's gonna get, but I'll definitely keep y'all updated on everything. Let me know some coming down below. Let me know what you think about his entire deal. I'm out.